Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of the IKG, the I'm Gonna Keep Going podcast. And of course, my name is Eric, and I thank you so very much. As always, you could have been anywhere else in the world. You chose to be here listening to little old me, and I appreciate that. Y'all, definitely check out my website, imgonnakeepgoing.com. You can get some of the latest podcast episodes as well as some of the latest blog posts. And I promise I will start blogging a lot more on there. It's been pretty chaotic over the last few weeks, I would say, since my last meditation podcast episode. And thank you so much for tuning into that episode. It's been the highest rated episode so far. And it's that segment of IKG is actually growing pretty quickly. The meditation episodes, and I will continue to do those as well, simply because we all need meditation nowadays. You know, being able to stop for a second, even if it's only 10 minutes, y'all, and just being able to, just stop and relax for a minute. Just sit back and just meditate on the things that are going on in your life. Just calm yourself and place yourself at ease. That's very, very paramount nowadays to life and to mental health. So I will continue to put those out at least once, hopefully twice a month now. And yeah, y'all. But I miss talking to y'all, though. So I am here now, and I got some really cool stuff to talk about. Well, actually, the fact that I'm actually really cool with some extremely talented and really creative people in the podcast space, from my good friend and fellow podcaster Angie Mitchell from the Sincerely Angie podcast, to my homeboy Ozio DeBastos from Pod Houston and Vid Houston. My meditative partner, I like to call him my meditative zush, Centauria Diamond, with the Great Rising podcast, and my fellow manifester extraordinaire, I like to call her Renee Abrahamian, from the Sands of the Mind podcast. All of these people are really good at what they do, and I'm really appreciative of them. And I love when people get on a platform and speak about something so passionate. And I don't know, I'm always willing to help others create great stories, right? And that's why my friend Nadia reached out to me for some assistance on an idea that she had about podcasting. And it's for a new venture that her, along with two other friends of hers, Yoruba and Shanice, are doing. And I jumped at the chance to help her. Simply because I believe in what they're doing and what she's starting up. So when I talked to her and her friends, they told me about Ready, Set, Date, which I was like, okay, yo, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea, and it's going to be dope. And I spoke with them a few times about the ins and outs of the podcasting world and how it can benefit them and with Ready, Set, Date, and, the best way to get people excited about the game. And when they recorded their first podcast episode, y'all, their chemistry was, it was undeniable. It was witty, it was smart, really down to earth. And yeah, this is going to be a great compliment to everything else that they're going to be doing with Ready, Set, Date. So they allowed me to listen to their first episode, and I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to listen to it as well. So I want to introduce y'all to Shanice, Yoruba, and Nadia, the ladies of Ready, Set, Date.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ready, Set. We are getting... So we want to talk to you guys about the dating experience, the dating game, and all about dating as girlfriends in different ages of our lives and definitely different stages of our lives. Yeah. Dating is different for all of us. And so we thought that we would come to you with just a little bit of dissecting the dating game, and also with our new dating platform that is online or in a form of a game. So I am Nadia, and I am an active dater.
I am Yoruba, aka Ruba, and I am not dating, but I have reached a stage in my life where I'm like, okay, I need a date. I need a partner. I need somebody to share my life with.
So we're convincing her to start dating.
Yeah.
And some other stuff, but we're not gonna.
Not quite yet. No, we're not there yet. In the show, not there yet.
But I am Shanice, and I, to put it shortly, I'm looking for someone who's worth dealing with their bullshit.
Yes, I think that's what it boils down to, right? It's like, can I deal with this or not?
Absolutely. So listen, so we want to talk to you guys just a little bit about what we've come up with and a little bit about our dating profiles, because either you're like one of us or maybe not. Maybe you've been one of us and you found that good connection, that husband that you wanted, that lifetime partner, that wife that you wanted. You've made that companion. And we want to know like what you did. But outside of that, we also want to talk about some of the things that we've come up with and how it's really helped us mm-hmm. along our dating journey. And it's starting to help Ruba along her dating journey. And so we just want to kind of talk through that.
Yeah. And I think it all boils down to the intention behind it. What is your intention? So we were very careful in thinking of the intentional dating perspective. So I come from, my background is at this point, I'm a widow. So I haven't dated in a long time. I haven't been in the game. So I don't even like to say the game, because that's what it boils down to. It's like, why do I have to deal with this foolishness? So we've come up with some intentional questions to kind of circumvent the foolishness.
This is very true. So when she says the game, it is a game, but hey, everyone's in to play something, hang around with something, like it's fun. So I will say that you have to get out there. You have to just start. Someone does not have to be your husband today, tomorrow, even the next year or two. It's about having a true companion. Again, I'm Nadia, and I am a person that's been married, divorced, and engaged a couple of times. And so I've been in some long-term lasting relationships. And what if I've decided about myself is I've always been someone's mother or someone's mate or spouse. And so now it's time for me to really explore and really find out who I am. And I want to have a partner, someone that I enjoy being with, to have conversations, travel, and explore with. But not necessarily have their last name, not yet at least. So what about you, Shanice?
When I hear you talk about yourself, I feel like I'm doing it in reverse, because you got married, had kids, and now you're like, I'm doing me. And I feel like I have been doing me and focusing on me. I came from a very small town. Everyone was married and had kids. And I was like, no, I want to break out. I want to have a career. I want to travel. I want to buy my own stuff, not be considerate of other people. And just do me. So I've been in a long-term relationship. I've lived with someone for 6 years. But for the past few years, it's really just been about chasing my career, hanging out with my girls, and really becoming a fully formed person, because I've seen so many relationships break apart because they change and they don't grow together. And so I don't know if it's just me convincing myself that I'm better off, just kind of getting where I need to be before I jump in a relationship. And then just watching people's relationships, and like, I just don't want to deal with that bullshit. So going back to what I said in the opening, it's really about, I think there's always going to be stuff, right? And then the game just kind of brings your stuff out on the table, because we all have it. All of us have it. All of you have it. But whose shit is worth dealing with, I think, is what we really are trying to get to in dating. Are you worth me dealing with it? Because it's always going to exist, right?
This is true. Everybody has shit. Like, it just is what it is. We all bring something to the table, especially when you're talking about an over 30 crowd, which is that crowd that we're talking about. We've all been in relationships at some point or another, or lived some life and had experience. So I definitely 100% agree with that.
Definitely. I think, though, everybody wants to know, what the heck is this? What is Ready, Set, Date? What is this game? What is this experience? So we kind of want to tease this for you all. We want to let you know what this is. It is a game, but we approach it from the standpoint of a traditional date. Like, say you take your date out to eat. Mm-hmm. And you start that date off with cocktails, right?
Tell me more. I like to start with cocktails.
Yes.
And I'm then, leaning in.
Then we progress from cocktails to appetizers to our entree. Then we have dessert. And then, you know, if you're lucky, we might have a nightcap, right?
So here's where it gets tricky. Because nightcap could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. I know it means some things to me that it might not mean to some of you eligible bachelors out there. But for nightcap, just means it gets a little bit more intense, right? You get to learn a little bit more about the person. And it gets a little spicy, too. So yeah. Depends on who you are. Now, that may take one or two dates. That may take 5 or 6 dates. That may even take a couple of months, yeah. Depending on who you are. Right. But we definitely want to get you to that nightcap stage.
So this game...
And I'll say this. Oh, so you talked about the questions, right, Ruba? The progression of the date. There's a different set of questions, right? So we have the first set of questions where you pick from 4 answers, A, B, C, or D. You pick, and then we have the tell me more option for that person who just needs to know more. Like, right. You killed someone. Okay, I'm going to need to know why, right? Is it okay? No, just kidding. And then you get to that other part, those discussion questions where you ask each other that question and you really get to tell a story about yourself and learn about the other person. But I think that the great thing is, like, we're focusing on, hey, who's the person on the other side of the table? But when we've played the game, when we've seen other people play the game, they kind of notice, oh my God, this is my pattern. Like, I gravitate to people like this, or I say I want this, but I date this. So I think the other awesome thing about Ready, Set, Date is, yes, you're learning about other people, but it gives you a gauge for yourself as well and can give you a better understanding of how you date, who you date, and maybe even why you keep ending up in the same situation, because I know it can't be only me, right?
No, let me tell you something. Like, I will never forget, we had an online dating experience, and we had a couple that was just talking about, you know, relationships, and one of their things was that they blocked someone. And the young lady was like, "Ooh, tell me more." And as they told more, you could see their little finger moving towards the ghost, right? And so that's the other thing that I love about our game is the scoring. Yes. Is that you can decide, hey, I heart this person, like this person, I'm vibing with them, we on the same vibe, but you know what? I'm about to ghost this clown. Like, I cannot deal with you. What are you even talking about? We have heard some very comical.
Entertaining.
Entertaining. Very sad and despairing, I would say, answers to some of these questions. So definitely, I love our scoring.
Yes. So, you know, with that, we're talking about scoring the multiple choice questions, right? Those questions that we ask that we give you a response, A, B, C, or D, where you may not decide on one response, you know, so you definitely have to know more. But then we also have those questions that, you know, delve into the discussion part of this date. Some things you may want to just ask and you discuss back and forth. And so those are all really fun types of things, and you progress like that. So we start with those softball cocktail questions, and then, like Nadia said, move on to those kind of hardcore or spicier things when you get to the dessert or the nightcap section. So I think what everybody wants to know right now, they want to hear one of these questions. Do y'all want to, like, go over one of them?
Absolutely. So I will say that, so for you guys, here's the thing, is that I think we should start with cocktails. And the reason why I say that is that the game starts with cocktails. And there are some things that's just a non-starter, and I'm not even going to move past cocktails with you. And so I would like to start with one of my real non-starter questions. And so here's the deal. I'm going to give you one of my questions that I really feel is either if you answer this right or if you answer this to where we can vibe, right? Because I'm divorced. So you divorced people, hear me out there. Okay. If we could vibe and I have to deal with your BS, then we could move past. But if not, you know. And so again, send me your non-starter questions after this is over, because I want to know what you guys are asking. So does Ruba. So does Shanice. And even more importantly, give me some advice on this. So one of the questions in the game, and I'll read it for you really quickly, it says, what is your relationship status? A, super single. B, divorced. The judge, he was there and all. C, I'm separated. Or D, it's complicated. We taking applications. I got to know the answer to this question. What about y'all?
Yeah, definitely this is something that we need to know straight up, right off the bat. If it's complicated, why?
Hey. I was complicated for many years. But I'm going to tell y'all something, is that no one really asked me. They just assumed, hey, this lady, she's out on a date, she must be single. So I do think we should ask that question. But just because someone says it's complicated doesn't mean you should ghost them. I was separated. I didn't feel like getting divorced. I know she needs to have some strong opinions about this.
I'm just saying, if it's for me, if you answer to me that it's complicated, what I want to establish is it complicated because the person you were dating still think y'all in a relationship? Or is it just complicated because of, okay, after 15 years, we never got divorced, but I haven't seen him in 15 years. Complicated.
Why are you so calling
like
me out?
Like, my mom definitely was not with the person for about 10 years. And then when she was ready to get married again, she finally was like, okay, shit, I'll file the paperwork and get divorced. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay. Because you're asking the question and you're having that honest conversation up front. And actually, I had this conversation on a date that I was recently on. So I was actually talking about Ready, Set, Date. And the guy was like, I think we can talk without it. You know, you're fine. So then this question came up and I was like, yeah, I'm dating. I've been on about 3 dates in the last like 2 weeks or so. And he was like, wait, what? Huh? Oh, okay. And then continue to make comments like, oh, since I'm competing and all this other stuff, which I personally found quite funny. But this is what you get. This is why it's important to have these conversations up front. Mm-hmm. So that you can definitely be on the same page, maybe watch someone squirm, right? But I think something we also talk about is giving that person the option to make the decision to move forward with you. That is ultimately important because, like we said, people have shit. But what you'll be surprised about is that people can actually deal with it, but you have to give them the choice.
Yes.
And I think Ready, Set, Date, one of the great things that it does is that it just gives people the choice to move forward.
Yeah, because so correct me if I'm wrong, like this young man, he said that he didn't have a problem dating, right? He didn't think that dating was too daunting, right? Till this question came up. He was like, whoa.
Wait. You actually talk to other people as a young single lady? Crazy.
Absolutely. Because the thing is this, guys. You can't just assume that you're walking into someone's life and nothing was going on before you. Sorry, Ruba, but people are alive.
No offense taken.
They have a life. That's the question. The damn question.
Now the question is that what are those boundaries like? What was that life, right? And so that's how you gotta use that tell me more for some of those.
Yeah.
And I love, and this came from one of our daters on one of our online chats when they met each other. It's like, hey, I wish there was a tell me more card. So we put that in there just for those daters because you need to know more about somebody's multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Some of them, you're all of them. Some of them, you're none of them.
Yeah.
So
having that option kind of really gives you the space to go beyond the game, take the game to another level and say, hey, this is what I mean behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to explain this to you. And then you're like, oh, okay. I like that question. I'm gonna give you a heart for that question. You know, I'm gonna give you a heart. I'll take that ghost back. Yeah.
So I really love that we're having this conversation because I know that there are some other non-starter questions that are just out there for people all the way around that are truly intentional daters. And so are there any other questions out there, guys, that you can think of that's a non-starter for you?
Yeah. Okay, so again, speaking from that person who has not dated in a long time, and I'm not even going to go into how long, okay? One of my non-starters, believe it or not, is whether or not a person smokes.
Even marijuana? Yes, I said marijuana. Even the marijuana?
Actually, I'm specifically speaking to cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that.
I agree with that. I agree with that. One is, who did you vote for in the 2016 presidential election?
Is that a non-starter?
That's a non-starter for you?
It's a non-starter for me. One, if you voted for Donald Trump. Okay. Number two, I am a very passionate activist, maybe in my own right. I have opinions. I think, you know, you need to care about something beyond yourself. I feel like social responsibility is important. So apolitical people don't really
speak to
I don't really find interest in that. Because it's like, well, what do you care about? Like, if you're apolitical and you're like, I'm just here, I don't vote, that's like, it's a signal for other things for me and apathy. is not something that I'm really into. Have an opinion. If we disagree, fine. That would be my preference, but
I think that's super important.
I guess my question is that, but do you ask that before the date so you don't even get dressed? Or do you ask that on a date? Yeah. Like, is that your cocktail? Like, do you say, oh yeah, I'll take a rosé and a tequila and who you vote for?
In this climate, it comes up in conversation. That's what I will say. It creeps its way in because just who I am, like my passions and what I'm into are going to come out. And so it's definitely been put on the table. So I would say yes. I asked the question on the first date. I'm thinking about all the first dates I've been on in the last couple of months. It has definitely come up.
Wow.
That's awesome. I probably need to add that to my questions. Who'd you vote for?
What about for you, though, Nadia?
I'm telling you, I need to know if these men are single. I just told you this. Because single to you does not mean single to me. You would be amazed. I was in a relationship for years, guys. Years. I think it was how many years? And it was very clear that I had not signed my divorce. It was obviously a question that I missed because he did not sign his and I was not aware. So it's about the way you ask the question and what to tell me more. Like, I need to know the judge was there, the paper was signed, and the other person is not confused about this situation.
No, you need to see this dang on divorce decree. Right?
I might have to start seeing this for real.
The report card.
Yes.
There's a few different report cards that I need to see, if you get what
Oh, yes. Those are some
another
other
conversation. Again.
Yeah,
another
that's another podcast, girl.
But that's definitely one of the report cards that I need to see in black and white. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I need to know how single you are. That's important to me. And most importantly, because I've been someone's wife. And I know there's people out here that just because they're not getting along with somebody or they may be in a hotel for a weekend, they may think that they're single in their mind.
Yeah.
But that does not make you super single.
Right.
And I know that you guys understand. Or if we're just not getting along. I know there was a stretch with my husband where we didn't get along, but that didn't make us single. We were still going through a transition. And so I think it's just super important for there to be a distinguishment there. And hey, that may not matter to you, but I will tell you is that it definitely matters to me.
So I think what I'm gathering is, you know, this ready, set, date game, we're looking at intentions, we're looking at connections, and we're looking at knowing what we want and knowing who we are, right? And I think this game kind of helps you to discover who that other person is, but also helps you discover who you are, like in how you answer.
And also what you're willing to tolerate. Because I think that on surface level, some of these questions like, what? but as you get to know a person, you get that tell me more card, you may get to learn more. Like I said, like for me, it's complicated, but why is it complicated? Like, what's the issue?
Yeah.
And you decide, hey, is that something I want to go ahead and deal with or not? And it's a very easy decision for most people.
Yeah.
All right, so give us your non-starters, guys. So we need your non-starters, your cocktail questions. What are you asking? What are we missing? Send them over to readysetdategame@gmail.com. That is readysetdategame@gmail.com. We really want to hear what you have to say and discuss on the next episode. But until then, from your cocktails to your nightcaps, we're going to ask you to... Come sip with us.
Welcome back to the IKG, and here is your keep going moment. Look, everyone has to start with humble beginnings. Several of my friends had to go backwards to be shot forward. And a lot of times we never really even look at it because we're so focused on getting ahead with things. But the beauty of going backwards before shooting forward is that you're shot so far ahead that it can make an impact with everything and everyone around you. One of the most important beauties of creating a better version of yourself is recognizing how much of a change needs to be happening in your life. And oftentimes that change will appear by taking a step back at life. Sitting back for a few minutes just to survey where things are, what the hell is going wrong, and what can happen to make it better. It's a problem, I know, And sometimes the feeling of going backwards can get on your nerves. It can damage your momentum and even make you feel like a failure. But with that problem comes solutions. And we just have to realize that sometimes it's the best choice at the time. Now, full transparency, I remember back in 2017 when I moved my entire family to Texas. In retrospect, we had no real plan of action, just a feeling that we should go. My daughter, who was in high school, she needed me at the time. And there were some things happening in her life that obviously I won't discuss for those reasons, but it wasn't something that was done with a full plan of action. I can recognize it now, of course. We were in a really, really great spot back in Louisiana, a really good house. I had a really good job and things were going well, really well. But I needed to go. I felt it in my bones. And we took a huge step back from what we were comfortable with to do something unknown. We moved from a 3-bedroom home to a 1-bedroom loft apartment in Houston. It was truly a rough time for everyone, but I believed something better was ahead. Plus, I was there for my daughter, which was important, and that's all that really mattered. Now, thinking back at that time, I'm so grateful to be there for my daughter in her most vulnerable times. But it also made me a better man for my family because I realized that I wasn't really doing the things that I needed to do as a father, a husband, and a man. I learned a lot during those 4 years, and now I am more in touch with my mental, my spiritual, and my emotional self because of it. Mental health is very important to me now, and I realized that during those times. Now that I feel like I'm more in touch with it, God is blessing me in so many ways, y'all, and maybe that was the lesson learned in all of this. I had to grow up. I had to create a better version of myself, and I believe I did. And all of that happened because I had to go back in order to catapult forward. That was my keep going moment, y'all. Thank you so much for listening in to another episode of the IKG. I would like to thank Yoruba, Shanice, and Nadia for Ready, Set, Date, the podcast. I think it's going to be the start of something very beautiful. And in fact, I'm going to have the ladies on for an episode within the next week or so. I'm working on that right now. And so the next episode you hear will be the one of all four of us actually just kind of chopping it up. And, you know, we just chopping it up, y'all, just talking and talking more about the game, talking more about Ready, Set, Date as a platform and how everything is going to fall into place for them, because I believe in it and I believe in them. So yeah, y'all, thank y'all so much for listening in. As always, I really appreciate it. Don't forget to check out the website, imakeepgoing.com. And also, don't forget to buy me a coffee, y'all. Go to buymeacoffee.com/imakeepgoing. Definitely donate to the podcast, y'all, because it costs money to do this. And, you know, I would love to, I love doing it, you know, simply for the fun of it. But, you know, it costs money. There's upkeep to it. So definitely support me in that capacity, y'all. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I got some cool things happening over the next couple of weeks, which I'll talk more about that next week or in the next episode. And I'm done. Thank y'all so much for listening in. And like I always say, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrow. My name is Eric, and I will see you guys soon.